Most holy source of light and love and compassion, we call you into our circle here today. We invite you to move in through all of which we are, who we believe ourselves to be, and into this gathering of connectedness. We ask that the angels be present, and also those who want to come today but are not feeling well, we ask that they are also part of this circle of light. Bless the circle with gratitude and healing and peace. And for this, we give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat.
That's to my two blondes.
Pretty purse.
Okay, the pillow. So I have a quote that I'm going to start with. And it's by Arjun. God is in my heart, yet thou searchest for him in the wilderness. Recently, I've had this conversation over and over again with some people about how powerful others are and can be. But no one is more powerful than when they're in their own space, within their own heart and grace, within themselves and connected to spirit. It's so weird. I have a ring that someone had given me a long time ago. And they did not give that ring to me with the best of intentions. And music always comes to me as a message. All the time, always. And so I've been preaching this message for the longest time, that no one has more power than you. Your own voice, what you say, and what you believe, and what you think, and what's in your heart. And when you go into that space connected with God, no one really can hurt you in any way. You may feel the effects of the projections of others. That is a truth. You might be aware of it through feeling, or seeing it, or sensing it in some way. But it's in your belief system that projection could hurt you more than it would, or to give it that kind of power to harm you. So I have this ring that someone gave me a long time ago, and I'm absolutely in love with the stone, but I know that the ring has a very, came as a, like a curse, I'm going to say. But I love the stone, so I don't get rid of the ring. And today I brought the ring with me, not into 206, but I have it in the car. And when I got into the car, I look at the ring and I put the ring down and I started the car. I'm listening to my Sirius radio, and for the first time in my entire life, I hear the theme to The Exorcist playing.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
And I'm thinking, that's odd. But it's a sign, and it's a message. And how do we get our messages? I mean, we call them to ourselves, because our soul is part of the greater whole, and we are a universe unto ourselves, and we are not separate from the universe. We are one with the universe, within the universe. So when we look for signs, those signs are coming from us, from our higher selves, from our soul as well. We call them to us, into our little reality that sometimes we imagine is separate from the universe. So on some level, yes, believe that the ring is a curse, and somehow I manifested that theme to The Exorcist on the radio. And I am one with the universe. But when you realize that the true power is within you, nothing can harm you. Nothing can hold you down. You can accept things in your life that happen. Like I said, we receive projections from others all the time. We are sensitive in our own ways. We are aware, innately aware. No one is completely unaware. As spiritual beings, we are always aware. So when we are aware of those projections that come through, we can empower them by dramatizing them, okay, or by making them worse. And maybe the soul needs to move through something to understand something more deeply, and that's why things aren't let go so easily. And sometimes other things are let go so easily because there's nothing to be understood there. But there is something freeing about being conscious of the projections of others, whether they be outright and blunt or passive-aggressive. We could be conscious and aware of those projections. And that awareness alone will bring you the answer to what you need to understand. If you stay in that awareness, if you explore it, some people don't. So some people go, and this has been me in the past too. Oh my God, that person just hexed me. Oh my God. That person, I'm not going to put up with that person's behavior anymore. I'm not going to accept this from that one over there or this group. If you didn't do that and instead stayed with the awareness and follow the awareness to where it leads you within yourself, it could be a memory, a thought, it could be an experience. Take that into your heart. When you go into your heart with it, you will find that you have all the power to allow love to prevail over that initial thought, experience. So I would like to share, like, even a story that, you know, with nameless people, okay? I had a not-so-great experience with someone a long, long time ago. And I had great and awesome experiences with that same being a long, long time ago. And like my Aunt Alice, I have shared this message before in the past. All is not lost, only put aside until love can prevail. And I believe that. And I've seen the evidence of it over and over again, time and time again. Every time there's forgiveness, every time two people say they would never heal something between each other, and then that happens. And it happens where love prevails over that. And sometimes the person never sees the other person again. Sometimes the other person is on the other side. And you say, well, how will love prevail if I'm not here to work that out with that person? That work is always done in the heart and from the heart. You can choose to focus your thoughts on all the harmful things, Because remember, we could never fully and deeply understand the mindset of another being. We can never completely and fully understand the soul journey of another being. We're still trying to understand our own. We can never wrap our minds around it. But when you say, I give myself permission to finish this with love, resolve this with love. That's my kin. Resolve this with love. Then you decide to set yourself free. And you know what usually happens is loving memories show up with that person, start to soften. And you can't have the agenda like most spiritual people do. I'm not going to go another lifetime with that person in bad karma. You can't go, I'm going to forgive so I don't have to come back with them. You hear that all the time in spiritual circles. You really have to go into the heart and go inside and be responsible with your own feelings and thoughts about what transpired, knowing that you could not possibly comprehend the entirety of that connection and communication and whatever happened in that moment. Forgiving yourself and opening up your heart and saying, in this, my love will prevail because I say it will. And when you say it will, when you let your love prevail, everything is revealed. There's no monster anymore. There's nothing to explore anymore in the darkness because you put an end to that. Because you say, I open this up now to the light of the love of God within my heart. Because I am not separate from the universe. I am part of, at one with, in the wholeness, in the entirety of the universe. And the signs that come to me, my soul agrees to receive. And those communications that come from those on the other side, they bring more of those signs that you allow, that you allow. Because love must always prevail. And it will always prevail. And not the way that you want it to. And not the way that it could be manipulated into it. But that it comes from a simple act of being. And knowing who you are. And what you are made of. In that truest, most holy part of the self, in the heart. So today, Spirit is saying, let thyself shine, all so powerful, like the universe, brightly lit, everywhere you be, with everyone you hold. Let your light move forth. Let love prevail in all. For that is your journey. As explorers, you have already chosen love. So be on with it. And be happy. And this is the message that I have from Spirit today. And I thank you all for participating. Now we're going to move forward with meditation. shut this off. What sounds? Alright. So just close your eyes and relax. Take you into your own realm of experience in connection with Source, with God, with infinite intelligence. Spirit is shining the light upon you. Allow that light to gently cradle you. And move into all parts of your being. And begin to imagine a beautiful celestial universe. In its entire expansiveness. And you can begin to imagine that you are one of the beautiful bright light particles within that universe. Just zooming around. Floating around within the universe, among all the other stars, planets, perhaps seeing and greeting family members of other forms, friendly family, and as a bright spark of light, you begin to approach a beautiful door that is the entryway to your heart as who you are in this lifetime. And you may look at the door, it could be ornate, however it appears, it is the door to your heart. And when you are ready, this door begins to open. And as you go into your heart, you see that the universe also is inside, and that there is a beautiful being in there one that you connect with, an ascended master. And perhaps you can begin to communicate with this master. About anything you haven't been able to forgive and free yourself of. And the master is reminding you. Our love, and that you can set yourself free by forgiving yourself first for misunderstanding or not understanding. Allow the love from your source to communicate with you. That unconditional love is here for you now. And if you are ready, and when you are ready, to invite those to stand at the doorway of your heart bringing their best memories with you to your doorway, can your love prevail? Over the unhappy miscommunications. Will you give yourself permission to love anyway? And as you do, perhaps the doorway disappears and the walls collapse to reveal that you are still within the whole entire universe, and that the source and the master is one with you, and you are free to fly, to zoom, to shift, to be anywhere your heart takes you. Everywhere you go, there you are, pure love. Now begin to bring that beautiful spark of light that you are back to join all the particles of material self that makes up your beautiful physical vehicle here on the earth plane. Coming back fully and completely, emotionally calm, mentally clear, physically vibrant and strong, and spiritually connected. Open your eyes, very present.